And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Jan Hoffman of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development said the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
According to Jan Hoffman, head of the Trade Facilitation Section of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, the crisis on the Red Sea weekly tanker ship transits are down 80%. Transit of ships carrying grain are down 6%, and gas carriers have stopped transit altogether.
Now, the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. The surge in the average container spot rate from Shanghai went up by plus $500, and that was the highest ever weekly increase.
Hoffman says ships have to travel through other routes, which increases the transit days and total transit costs, while also increasing greenhouse emissions. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made his last stop on his four-nation African tour Thursday with a visit to Angola, where he met with President João Lourenço. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Blinken's four-nation tour of Africa began earlier this week and included stops in Cape Verde, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria, following talks with the Angolan president in the capital, Luanda. Blinken Thursday told reporters the U.S.-Angolan relationship has reached new heights.
This is a historic moment for the partnership between the United States and Angola. Our relationship is stronger, it's more consequential, it's farther reaching than in any point in our 30-year friendship. And at this transformational moment, President Biden asked me to come to Luanda to help build on and accelerate our progress.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Federal Trade Commission has launched an investigation into the relationship between the nation's big tech providers and new artificial intelligence companies. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Government antitrust regulators have ordered cloud providers Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, along with AI startups Anthropic and OpenAI, to provide information about their investments and partnerships. FTC Chairwoman Lina Khan.
We look to promote fair competition and protect Americans from unfair or deceptive tactics.
Khan says the FTC is scrutinizing whether relationships between these firms will exert undue influence.
Will this be a moment of opening up markets to fair and free competition?
Or will a handful of tech giants
concentrate control over these key tools?
The FTC was hosting an online forum on artificial intelligence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An unprecedented surge in gang violence is plaguing Haiti, with the number of victims killed, injured, and kidnapped more than doubling last year. That was the grim report Thursday from the UN Special Envoy for the conflict-racked Caribbean nations. Maria Isabel Salvador told the UN Security Council, quote, "I cannot overstress the severity of the situation in Haiti, where multiple protracted crises have reached a critical point." She said 8,400 victims of gang violence were documented by her UN office last year. She said some 300 gangs control an estimated 80% of Haiti's capital. The meeting came as Haiti awaits the deployment of a multinational force led by Kenya. Kenya's ambassador said a court ruling is in a case challenging the deployment is expected Friday. Trump White House official Peter Navarro has been slapped with a prison sentence for defying a House subpoena. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Peter Navarro, who was convicted of contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the congressional investigation into the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, was sentenced to 4 months behind bars. Navarro served as White House trade advisor under then-President Donald Trump and later promoted Trump's baseless claims of mass voter fraud in the 2020 election. The sentencing judge said Navarro had chutzpah for saying he accepted responsibility for his actions while also claiming the case was politically motivated. His lawyers are appealing the sentence and conviction. Norman Hall, Washington.
Thousands of people have joined growing street protests across Slovakia against a plan by populist Prime Minister Robert Fico to amend the country's penal code, including the elimination of a national prosecutor's office. The proposed changes have faced sharp criticism at home and abroad. The plan approved by Fico's coalition government includes abolishing the special prosecutor's office, which handles serious crimes, and includes a reduction in punishments for corruption and some other crimes, and a significant shortening of the statute of limitations. Thursday's protest took place in two dozens of Slovak cities and towns. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.